Really tired, and I thank you for this interview very much. I just wanted to ask you about this tour in Europe. I understand you had quite a time over there. Is that correct?
Yeah, oh, every time we go over there, it's wonderful. The people come in just like y'all did this afternoon at our concert. Look like they're going to a football game or something, you know. And every time we go there, we welcome. It's same in Japan, Honolulu, and everywhere we go. It's just like one big family, you know.
Well, Lou, tell me, how do you feel after one of these sets? Does it take a lot out of you? It would seem to me that...
Well, I'll probably take my breakfast, but I'm going over now and get a supper, so I'll be ready for the night.
Yeah, what did you think of the audience today? How did it stack up?
Just wonderful. They just stood up and cheered and applauded.
Well, I could have told you that a year ago when we first started thinking of having you down here.
Wonderful. You know, it reminded me of one of them grand old reunions, you know?
Yeah.
This is just make you feel great. In fact, we went overtime, you know? Bonnie said, that should have been the last. I said, well, how can we pay attention to a clock working like we do and the people are so enthusiastic, you know? So we just didn't bother. Just went on down the line.
Well,
so,
we ate it up. I'm surprised the place is still standing.
Yes, they are. It's, Louis, the kids, and you want to thank every one of them for myself and my All Stars.
Well, if they had their way, you'd be down here going to school with us. I wish you could.
Yes, that would be wonderful at that.
What do you have planned next, Lou?
We're still on tour. We've got 41 nighters.
I see.
And then we go into Chicago and spend a month at the Blue Note, and then we go to Basin Street.
When does a rest come? Do you ever get a vacation?
We're getting our rest now. This is vacation. You see, we look at it this way. You sit around on some vacation, you go out in some woods fighting snakes and all that jive. You got to take your horn anyway.
Gotcha.
So I might as well play every night, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And I have my tape recorder and my Victrola and all in one and the reels. And we have a lot of fun sitting around, you know, and I'm writing my life story and everything. See, I got my little secretary here taking dictation and everything. So, we're happy. Can't be.
I understand, Louis. Tell me, what part of the country did, during your tours around here, have you found the most to your liking? Is there any section that you particularly like to spend your time in?
I just like the whole tour. I mean, no, just everywhere. Every now and then I go home, we spend 2-3 weeks. And then we're doing television shows and rehearsing anyway. But the people, I mean, every town we go in is just like New Orleans. I mean, you make you feel at home. And that's the way it's been for years. Mm-hmm. I've been in the game 40-some-odd years, and that's the way I've found it. That's why I feel relaxed today.
Yes,
I'll be 54 for the July, and I feel like a 18 or teenager, you know what I mean?
Well, I must say, you look like it, too. Yeah,
that's
really
the
do.
Way I appreciate my music. You heard them highs coming out there.
Well, Lou, I don't want to keep you on any longer. I know you've got a role. I can't thank you enough for everything.
Well, we're going to supper.
On
the camp.
Well, I hope you have a good one. I know that you like the food in Chapel.
Well, I'm going to knock out a little meatballs to begin.
Get a little of that hot sausage and hominy grits.
The hot sausage, well, as long as I don't have a Mexican sauce thrown to next morning.
Trade those ulcers in tomorrow morning. Thanks a lot, Louis Armstrong, for everything. It's been wonderful having you here, and we hope to have you back as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay.